This episode of the Best of 7 Sports Talk is sponsored by The Reflection Connection. For all your natural health care products, go to The Reflection Connection. That's connection with a K. All right, NBA fans, enjoy the show.
T7M Radio brings to you the Best of 7 Sports Talk with 7 Mitchell.
Thing that Shannon Sharp will say about Kwame Brown, whether it's fact or fiction, we already know about. Shannon Sharp is not one of them niggas that bring you exclusive information that you never heard before. Shannon Sharp don't know nothing about how to do no research and stuff like that. He's not known for that. You feel me? So, you know, I don't know. But his love affair for LeBron, watching what he did against the Memphis Grizzlies when he was ready to fight the team with Dylan Brooks, and, you know, hearing how he was calling Kwame Brown a joke, and, you know, he just was going in on Kwame yesterday, you know what I'm saying? And Skip Bayless just sitting there laughing and chuckling and all that. Like, that was crazy. That was crazy. But, you know, Shannon Sharp to me is just in a no-win situation when we talk about that. Next topic here at the Best of 7 Sports Talk, man. Let's talk about the Boston Celtics. The Celtics got you niggas confused. The Celtics have sold you niggas some dreams, and y'all are really buying it. Y'all are really buying it. Now, call me a hater because my Lakers went out in 4. Call me a hater because the Celtics still got a chance at 18. But, yo, if y'all really think that Boston is going to come back after being down 3-0 to Miami and win this series, y'all are bugged out. Yeah, what's up, baby?
Listen, the Celtics got 2 Scottie Pippins. All right. I'm going to say that right here. They got 2 dang on Scottie Pippins and Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
That's true.
Jason
is playing good, though. Jason.
He's playing good right now.
He's playing good right now.
But anytime he's liable to turn right back into Scottie Pippen.
Now you disrespect the Scottie Pippen. What Scottie Pippen are we talking about? Are we talking Chicago Scottie, or are we talking Houston Portland Scottie?
We talking about that guy who is overhyped and he ain't all that.
Really?
He was a role player. Yes.
Wait a minute. Scottie Pippen was a role player?
Yes!
Wow. That is more disrespectful than Marcus Jordan dating his ex-wife.
That is more disrespectful. That is not more disrespectful than that. Marcus Jordan dating his ex-wife is way more disrespectful.
Scrub Zero, you literally told the American public that yes. Scottie Pippen is a role player. Bro,
yes, he was.
Would Michael Jordan have 6 rings without Scottie Pippen?
I'm not saying that Scottie Pippen didn't contribute. I'm just saying he a role player. There's a difference between not contributing to a championship cause and being a role player. He was not a superstar. He was not a star. He is a role player. Over-glorified role player. But that is what he is.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to let you get away with this, scrub.
Oh, my God.
No. You threw me off. You threw me off. I'm not going to allow you to do. Let me get back to the get back.
Okay.
The Boston Celtics.
Yes.
Down 3-0. They're down 3-2.
Well.
What do you see?
The question is with that is, is Gabe Vincent going to be healthy? Is he going to be available game 6? He should be, but we see he did miss game 5, and that did have an effect on their defense and some of their offense. Now they still should win the series, even with that. But Jimmy Butler, you know, he turned into James Butler,
who's the best player on the court right now in that series? Jimmy, Jason, or Jaylen?
In the series right now,
right five now. We're now in game. What we a game?
We'll be going to game.
Going into game 6. Right?
Going to game 6.
Who has been the best player in the entire playoffs out of those 3?
I would say Jimmy Butler. Out of those 3.
Has Jimmy shown you any digression in these last five games?
He has not been he has not been as aggressive as he's needed to be in 4 and 5. He's kind of let his foot off the gas, and we've seen how that's played itself out.
What about Jason? Because I think Jason's stepping it up.
Jason is starting to turn it around now. Now early in the series, we saw him close out the series against the Sixers. He did a good job with that. But coming into the series, he played all right, but you saw it's like, all right, where was that guy who played game 7? We didn't get that in the first 3 games.
We saw this last year in the finals with this nigga versus Golden State.
Yeah.
When the lights got the brightest, he didn't show up. Now, Jalen stepped up a lot, in my opinion, last season.
I would agree with that.
But do you fear Jason is going to repeat that disappearing act? I mean, you don't think that he has gotten himself together and this is...
He has to prove it to me. He has to get through it, because what we've seen through the time him and Jalen Brown have been together is they, one or both of them, come up short when they need both of them to play, to be those guys.
Right.
And they get themselves bounced out.
Are these two niggas staying together
after this season? I think they should move on from one of them.
They win a championship.
Yes. Mm. I personally think that. Because listen, they win the championship, then maybe they prove me wrong, they win the championship, they like really look well playing through however long the series is, should they get past Miami and get to the finals, beat Denver. But from what I've seen, from everything I've seen to them to this point right here, I think you got to move on from one of them. I personally don't think they're going to win. Even if they make it past Miami, I don't think they're beating Denver. I don't think they're going to win a championship together. I think the time has come to move on from one. Because you obviously can't move on from both of them. But.
But I'm looking at it like this, right? Because they both made the All-NBA team this year, so they are both eligible for Supermax contracts. One, I think Jalen's is eligible next year. Jason might be eligible the year after. And I think that's like a total of like $600-something million that the Celtics will have to invest in to keep those two. So from the money standpoint, I think you're absolutely right. Like, it's just not going to happen, even if they were to win the championship. But, Scrub, like, we're talking about Boston, a franchise that's been kind of known for, you know, dynasties in a sense. Like, if they were to win it this year, you don't think that they owe it to try to do a repeat with those two?
Well, when I said that they should, that's more so how I would handle it. Okay. I think if they did win, though, they did move whatever other parts they'd have to move and keep those two together. I think ultimately Boston would make sure to keep Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum there as long as they possibly can. They'll find a way to make the money work. If they got to trade guys to get more draft picks and go with a younger team, they'll do so. That sort of thing.
How does the rest of the Eastern Conference Finals play out in your eyes? Miami's up 3-2.
I personally thought it would be over 5. Mind you, that was before they even went up 3-0. But Gabe Vincent got hurt. I'm like, okay, Boston should win game 5. Miami has to win on Saturday. They got to win game 6. I don't like the chances if it gets pushed to 7. Can they still win that? Yes. But something about keeping a team around longer than you need to, it doesn't sit right with me.
Right.
And I think that were Vincent not out, I feel even less confident about game 6. But because of that injury, I kind of realized, Boston will win at home now. So this is
Is Coach Frank Mazzulla being exposed? Because it seems to start to turn into a coaching battle as well as far as decision-making. You see what Eric Spoelstra has been doing, and you look at Frank Mazzulla. I've seen people feel like the Celtics getting rid of Ime Udoka is starting to haunt them right now. There was reports that the Celtics players, some of the Celtics players still wasn't comfortable with that move that the organization decided to make, parting with Ime. What do you think about Coach Frank Mazzulla for the Celtics? Is he being exposed?
This is his first. Remember, the timeline, he wasn't even supposed to be in this situation.
That's a fact.
He was not supposed to be in this situation. He's learning on the job. A lot of it is trial by fire. So I it's not surprising to see him having these struggles. It's easy to say, hey, I would have done this, I would have done that. But when you were thrown into the situation when you had, there was no real sign in me, like there was no way to know prior to him getting the job that he was going to be in the spot. So,
right.
Like, is there things he has to improve on? Yes, but I don't think you say, all right, one season of this is new, like new coach, he has to learn, you just get rid of him. I think I know that was going around, but I think that was more so, that's just more speculation than anything else. So, and we know Spoelstra's been around for a minute now. I'd be amazed when it's like, dang, he's been along like 15 years now.
Yeah, 2011. That run that he had with LeBron, yeah, that was his first years. When
it's like, this is a long time. It feels like he hadn't been here that long, and at the same time, I feel like he's been here forever now.
When you look at Jason and Jalen, it's the same way. Like some people get fooled because they're young, but they played together now for what, 5-6 seasons together?
Yeah.
So we've got a nice sample size of what Jason and Jalen can actually do. If they can't get it done this season, I feel like it's definitely time to part ways.
I think their chance was last season and they missed it. I don't think it's going to happen this year. But if they can prove me wrong, but this really is their last shot. Because you just get to a point where it's the same story and you haven't won after X point. It's like, yeah, we know what this is going to do. Like if they prove you wrong, you're like, all right, they proved me wrong. But damn, it should not have taken as long as it did.
That's right. You're right.
Kind of like with Houston. Oh, not Houston. Philly. They're going to say, dang, it might as well be Houston again.
Yep.
I don't even want to talk about it. But you get what I'm getting at.
No, I definitely feel the vibes. Because I just watched the report that the 76ers are not even going to – they not even want to offer James Harden to Max, so it looked like he's going to be headed right to the Rockets. I was just reading that. Earlier this week, my guy Carmelo Anthony retired from the NBA after 19 active seasons in the league. Couple questions for you, Squirrel, when it comes to Carmelo. What's your reaction to him retiring? And, you know, he played in Denver. He took the Nuggets to the Western Conference Finals. His jersey number was 15, the same as Nikola Jokic. So my question to you, Scrub, what's your reaction to Carmelo retiring? And should the Nuggets retire Melo's jersey?
To the second question I'll answer that first, I would say yes. I don't know if you want to do it right now, but, like, I think at some point you do retire his jersey. Now, obviously, Jokic is playing with his team. You let him continue with that, but that'll be it. It'll be him and Jokic and no one else.
But they can't do that, right? If they retire his number, then Jokic will have to change his jersey. They can't allow Jokic to continue to play with number 15 if Carmelo's number 15 in the rafters. So you got to look at it like, well, who's the best important player?
That's what I said. That might just have to wait till Jokic is done in Denver.
Well,
or maybe there is a way for them to do it. I don't know all the inner workings to that because that's not my forte, but we see there's other teams that have had guys that have wore the same number and have both them retired. So
I don't know. I would have to do my homework on that. And when you look at it, especially if they win a championship, because remember Carmelo didn't get this far.
Yeah.
Some people will say Jokic had a better career in Denver already than what Carmelo's had in Denver. And if anybody's going to have the number 15 retired in Denver, it's already solidified to be Nikola. So I was just kind of thinking like, well, damn, what team should really retire Carmelo's jersey? Should it be New York or should it be Denver?
I think
at the end of the day.
I personally think it should be both of them.
Both?
Yes.
Yeah, I would like to see Denver retire Melo's jersey. They drafted him, right?
Mm-hmm.
They drafted him. Like I said, he did his thing, but you know, Nikola, boy, they love him, yo. And if he wins this championship, I think that's just gonna pretty much solidify this spot. Jeff Green. He says he believes Denver should retire both Melo and Jokic's jersey. So you may got a point. This is what Jeff Green said. He says, I hope they're able to retire both of their jerseys, Nikola and Carmelo. I know it can be done, and it's deserving for what Carmelo has done for the franchise. Melo really put the Nuggets on the map again. So it is a possibility, according to Jeff Green, and he knows way more than I do. Like you said, that they could have both jerseys retired in Denver. If that's the case, then I say, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, like, think about it. At that point when Mel came in, no one had the Nuggets on their mind at the time.
Nobody.
And Melo got him to the playoffs, what, every year since when he was there?
Yep. And he attracted, he helped bring other people to want to play there. You know, Kenyon Martins and the Chauncey Billups, I think. It's, you know what I'm saying? So he helped bring stars to that city. And like I said, they went to the Western Conference Finals. You know, they used to have those wars with the Lakers.
Yeah.
You know, Melo and Kobe, you know. So shout out to Carmelo, man. Like I said, man, the greatest basketball player to come from out here in Baltimore to make it to the NBA, in my opinion, man. You know, I played under Melo's AAU league. My brother played under Melo's AAU league. And just to watch this guy's whole career, it was crazy. It was crazy, bro. So salute to Melo in his retirement. Final thing, last but not least, you know, I can't let you get away without talking about my guy, LeBron James.
Oh, this guy.
He was hurt, scrub. He was hurt this whole playoffs. Are you giving my man LeBron James a pass? Because he, according to reports that came out this morning, he has played the entire 2023 playoffs with a torn tendon in his foot. Surgery may definitely be needed in the offseason. Are you giving my man a pass?
No, because I've seen this guy play. He ain't have no dang on limp. He played all the games. He been playing heavy minutes. Even with all that, he played on the court. Ain't no excuses. Do your dang on job, or sit down and get yourself right.
I was disappointed with his 3-point shooting this season, but the way you disrespecting LeBron James is crazy. This guy broke Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record,
and
he surpassed Gary Payton in steals. He surpassed Magic Johnson in assists. He took a team that started 2-10, had two different rosters this regular season, took them to the Western Conference Finals.
Why did they have two different rosters? Because of who?
Rob Pelinka.
No, because of LeBron.
No.
Get that ish right. You know that's damn sure because of
like
LeBron.
Y'all want to blame this whole Russell Westbrook thing to LeBron.
Well, first of all, I wasn't even going with Russell Westbrook, but I will blame that on LeBron because LeBron wanted the guy there and he knew the same stuff LeBron do. He the same player. Who else can I blame for that?
Listen, man. My only thing about that scrub is when you look around the NBA, you got niggas like Harden and KD and Kyrie teaming up. You got these niggas with these big threes. Russell Westbrook is a former MVP who's a perennial all-star who has went to the finals. I know he's been inconsistent as far as, you know, his success, but, you know, triple doubles averaged in a row. Like LeBron and them would have been foolish not to need to want to pick him up to help him in AD.
No, in a vacuum, it sounds good. But when you and him do the same kind of, you play this a similar way, how does that help? Neither of y'all can play off the ball. Y'all need a ball in your hand. Y'all playing transition. Your half court game ain't really all that. Like, all right,
it was a lot of turnovers between those two.
And then a lot of come on. What am I supposed to do? Like when we talk about coming up with these teams, like, yeah, you want to have the talent, but you have to make sure that talent meshes well together. I could get five talented guys, but if they don't play well off each other, if they all do the same thing and none of them complement each other, what have I done?
Has LeBron hurt his legacy, helped his legacy, or nothing has changed after this season? When you look back at how this season played out, how did it impact LeBron James' legacy or this whole GOAT argument?
To me, ain't nothing changed. I didn't think he was the GOAT before. I still don't think he's the GOAT now.
So him surpassing Kareem all time, like everything that he's done as far as the records and stuff, that meant nothing.
Not to me. Wow. I can't speak to for anyone else, but for me, nah.
Damn, bro. You a big hater. You know that, right? Like, damn, I thought Skip Bayless.
I don't hate this guy. I couldn't care less about dude.
This is the greatest player. This is the greatest player in basketball history.
He's the most accomplished player in basketball. He the most accomplished.
Oh wow!
But I can't say he's the greatest.
So should LBJ moving forward? Is this guy what do you see next year? I'll make it that more of the simple. Same. Do you have him playing though? Because there's talks about him sitting out the entire season.
Sitting out for what though?
Because he's hurt. He's gonna need rehab for the injury. Then you also got the whole situation with Bronny playing his 1 year in USC. He'll be eligible the year after being the NBA. That has always been the talk.
If he's really hurt and he got to sit out the whole year, then that's what you're gonna do. I personally think it's BS. We'll see. I know the retirement talk was BS because this dude ain't retired. He ain't retired. That part I know. Like, if he retiring, he'd make it known he retired.
Yeah, LeBron gonna have to have a farewell tour before he decides to actually step away. That's gonna hurt your heart when he retired, though, because that's how much of a hater he is.
It's gonna be the happiest time. I mean, like, he's gone. We get real basketball again. We got a real finals this year. I'm glad about I'm tired of talking about this dude. We got other players in the league. Nuggets. LeBron, we got the Kings. We got the Heat. As wild as the dang on Sixers are, we got them. We got the Warriors. Come on. There is enough talent in this league. We don't need to be talking about him every dang on day.
20 years in the league. He has never given a black eye to the league. He's never made the league look bad. This guy's never been in trouble with the law. This guy has crossed all his T's and dotted all his I's. He's a champion. He's an Olympic champion. He opened up a school for kids. Like, bro, the way you are sounding is unreal, bro. It's unreal to me.
It will be a great day for basketball when this man retires. That is out of that is what I believe. I think it will be all good. Maybe not all good, but we'll be in a better spot than we are now within the league.
That's my brother Scrub Zero in the building, letting y'all know how he feel, man. Y'all heard it first. Salute again, man, to the NBA community, man. I'm Seven Mitchell with the Best of Seven. If you guys are new to the channel, make sure you scan the QR code and follow me everywhere on social media. If you guys are enjoying daily NBA content, definitely appreciate the support. Big up again to you all. I will catch you tomorrow on another live edition of the Best of Seven. I don't know exactly what time I'm going to tap in, but we will definitely be at it. We got game 6 going down this weekend between the Celtics and the Heat. Celtics trying to get this thing, forcing it to a game 7. I just don't see it happening, but this is the game of basketball, so we'll see how it play out. Scrub, I appreciate you coming through, G, as always, bro.
Anytime, man.
Alrighty, man. Everybody, y'all be safe. I'm Seven Mitchell. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, and I am out. Peace, guys. All right, man. I want to thank you guys for listening into another episode of the Best of Seven Sports Talk. I'm Seven Mitchell, man. Make sure you follow the show to be sure to be notified about the next episode. Also, I'll put the Linktree link in the description so you can follow us on social media as well as donate and contribute to our platform.
See you guys again on the next episode. Peace.